PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hi, it's Mark Baratelli from the Daily City, Orlando's number one choice for smooth jazz and R&B. Let's get to the news. An urban orchard may be coming to an Orlando park if the city's Parks and Rec Department wins a $20,000 grant from the National Recreation and Parks Association. They had to send in three ideas for that grant. The orchard is the most creative of the three, but all three are pretty great, which is what I have to say because one deals with disabled kids and the other one deals with the neighborhood called Malibu Groves. You do the math. The three ideas are as follows. Number one, creating an orchard at Dr. Sylvester Hankins Park near the Neighborhood Center building at 1340 Lake Park Court. Number two, installing outdoor fitness equipment at Ivy Lane Neighborhood Center. And number three, installing adjustable basketball goals to allow children and people with disabilities to play basketball at the Englewood Neighborhood Center. If Parks and Rec wins the grant, which project of the three to be funded will be decided on through an online voting process? You know which one I'll be voting for, and it doesn't involve disabled children. Orange County Schools requested a conditional use permit to establish an Edgewater High School agricultural education facility, a public benefit use in a residential zoning district. It's got funding from Four Rivers, Dr. Phillips Charities, Kiwanis, and Florida Blue. The name of the facility will be Four Roots Farm. According to the renderings provided to the city, the facility will include a greenhouse, several above-ground garden boxes, a large garden patch, and a bathroom. I am all for this project. I personally love walking by or standing still or driving by the gardens in front of East End Market and seeing living, thriving, food-providing plants. I am a grown-ass woman with a full-time job, and in the hustle and bustle of owning a thriving small business and raising two imaginary children, I forget that gardens even exist. After an August 2017 courtesy review and a March 2018 final review, Appearance Review Board staff recommended approval with conditions for the major Certificate of Appearance approval request for the Cambria Suites Hotel project at 170 East Washington Street across from Lake Eola Park. Cambria will be a 7-story, 155-room hotel with a roof bar, 82 parking spaces, a ground floor restaurant, an exterior amenity deck on the third floor, and other associated ancillary uses. During the 2017 courtesy review, the ARB staff was, quote, very pleased with the building design. They had a few concerns, including the west facade being completely blank, the balancing of pedestrian and vehicle needs along East Washington Street, and how the realities of practical development requirements such as transformers, backflow preventers, and stormwater systems may impact the final design and configuration along Washington Street. After the courtesy review, the applicant team collaborated with the ARB staff to resolve several building functions, including solid waste pickup and loading and unloading areas and procedures. These discussions led to a design solution that increased the functionality and the appearance of the site. During the March 2018 final review, staff showed excitement about newly added golden metal mesh covering the elevator tower on the Rosalind facade. Staff said it, quote, delivers a more refined mid-century modern feel to the hotel, retro and cool, end quote. The same metal mesh is also being used as a new treatment to screen the second level of the parking garage. The blank wall on the south facade remained unaddressed by the applicants. They must continue to work with staff to improve these areas prior to submittal of building permits. This story is long and dives into the minutiae of historical buildings and new buildings and how they sometimes fight with each other. So if you have a short attention span, go away. Just push stop and unsubscribe. The developer, Mark Kinchla, stated in the master plan request that one of the benefits for the future residents of Fountain View 5 is the, quote, close proximity to the historic district. Kinchla is an Orlando Historic Preservation Award winner and is responsible for several downtown developments, including San Sara, a former church-turned-million-dollar condo. It's ironic because this project will cause the loss of a home built in 1921 and place a 56-foot-high townhouse project on the edge of a maximum 35-foot-high nationally historic protected neighborhood. The project is only possible because of the property and home's long and odd history. The property and the home, built in 1921, were supposed to be included in the Lake Eola Heights Historic District, but due to a statement in 1989 by a city councilperson and the city of Orlando siding with the property owner in a legal dispute, the property was left out of the historic district, therefore left unprotected from development. Here are some changes listed in the final review of this project. Between the ARB members' discussion during the February courtesy review and the concerns addressed in letters received from residents of the Lake Eola Heights Historic District, several project-related items were identified that either needed additional information provided or required additional design revisions or considerations. Lake Eola Heights Historic District residents suggested the project should face Broadway, the street the house built in 1921 currently faces, and not Ridgewood, the street that intersects with Broadway and that would place the front of the townhouses facing Lake Eola Park. The lot across the street from the 1921 house has the same site geometry, and the house it faces... Lake Eola Heights Historic District residents suggested the project should face Broadway, the street that the house currently... Lake Eola Heights Historic District residents suggested the project should face Broadway, the street the house built in 1921 currently faces, and not Ridgewood, the street that intersects with Broadway, and that would place the front of the townhouses facing Lake Eola Park. The lot across the street has the exact same site geometry, and the house on it faces Broadway. But staff said, quote, the site geometry is more efficient if the townhouse units fronted onto East Ridgewood Street. AKA the developer will still get to sell townhouses with a fifth floor view of Lake Eola. The staff also say that 323 Broadway is, quote, the only one structure along Ridgewood that faces Broadway. And that's a justification for allowing what is about to happen. Staff also noted the Presbyterian Church on the north side of the same block does not front Broadway. That church was constructed in 1925, 4 years after the house built in 1921. Also, that church lot's site geometry is not the same as this project's. However... staff felt the Fountain View 5 project should address and respect the Broadway Avenue frontage, so a scallop-shaped canopy has been added to the plans over the side door facing Broadway. Well, there you go. Middle finger to this whole neighborhood. The architecture has continued to evolve since the February 2018 courtesy review, but not much. The fourth and fifth floor have been shoved 2 feet towards Ridgewood to alter the massing. The third floor cornice has been widened, making the southern shift of the fourth and fifth floor appear to be even greater. Who cares? The separation wall between the units on the fourth floor terrace have been reduced in height. ARB staff stated the applicant has made substantial strides defining and redefining the architecture and appearance of the Fountain View 5 project and is therefore recommending approval so the project can move forward. I wanted to share this story, even though it's wordy, because once this project is built, you will see how it takes a historic neighborhood and completely changes this corner. It benefits the developer because these 5 units at the fifth floor, they can see Lake Eola Park. But the corner that this project is on is going to be forever altered. I mean, the house next door to it has to share a driveway with these other 5 townhouse owning people. It's a complete disrespect to the way the neighborhood is laid out and the justifications that the city staff are giving for it to remain facing Lake Eola Park are weak at best. Also, the townhouse front doors don't have to... The only part of the building that's important that faces Lake Eola Park is the fifth floor. So you can alter the part that faces Ridgewood and faces Lake Eola Park because those windows can't even see the park. You can alter the architecture just like the house across the street has been altered where the front door faces Broadway and the side of the house faces Ridgewood because the entirety of Broadway, if you look at Broadway from Ridgewood to Broadway all the way down to Colonial at Broadway, 99% of the houses and structures face Broadway. So this building, again, is a complete disrespect to this historical district neighborhood. And it matters, even though technically the property is not in the historic district because of that 1989 ridiculousness. I hope this clears this up. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful. Can you make that the
little bonus?
A PFT Media production.